Lie on your back. Today is August 23rd, 2017, and it's lesson 38. And I put in the title Head, Back, and Pelvis Distinctions. Okay? So it's going to involve rotation, and we're going to work with these things independently together. Two together, then three together, then one by themselves, all to increase some rotation and length in your spine. So as you're lying on your back, take a moment to observe the contact you're making today. Notice your shoulders and your pelvis. Lie on your back. Draw into your awareness those four points, creating your rectangle. And again, in the center of the rectangle is your spine, right? So you're sensing, is your spine in the center of the rectangle? Or are there parts of your spine that might deviate a little bit off to one side or the other? It's just always interesting to observe and examine ourselves. And then slowly and gently roll your head a little bit to the right and to the left. Noticing again the ease, the quality. Is there any tension or tightness? What is your experience right now with rolling your head to each side?
Can you barely roll it to the right?
And then bring it back to the center. And then take another moment to notice how your arms, your shoulders are resting on the floor. So we're going to begin by having you bend your knees, bring your feet up to that good standing place, right? And you got that very centered last week after working with the pelvic clock. And now what you're going to do is you're going to hug yourself. And I'm going to allow you to just cross your arms and hug yourself, not your legs. You hug, no, hug yourself. So your arms cross in front of you, and your right arm is going to reach for the left shoulder blade, and the left arm is going to reach for the right shoulder blade. And once you're there, the first thing I want you to notice is which arm is on top, right? So I didn't direct you purposely, because I wanted to see how you did this. And then we're going to change the arms later. So again, let's see. I know, Jane, you're doing a good job. Brigida, you're not crossing your arms up here like you're going to hug yourself. Do you see? So your arms really reach for your shoulder blades. Okay? Now, keeping your legs standing and keeping your knees directed towards the ceiling, right? So the knees don't get a move, but the pelvis will a little bit, right? And we did this, we moved your pelvis last week. You're going to start to roll, let's say, the shoulder girdle to the left. So that means your left hand pulls on the right shoulder blade. You're going to start to go over to the left a little bit. Okay? And then you come back and you're going to do that again. So let's just do that side. What is it like pulling on the right shoulder blade and taking yourself a little bit over to the left, right? Feel what happens in your spine. Notice how the right edge of the pelvis, right, comes up a little bit, but the knees stay standing.
Are we going way over or just like 4 inches?
Just go over gently. Yeah, don't overdo it. So again, keep those legs quiet. Legs quiet. Don't move the legs. That's moving the legs. Don't move your legs. Freeze your legs. That's it. Now come back to the center and let's try pulling on the left shoulder blade. So again, the more gentle that you go with this, the more you discover what's available to you right now. How do you turn to the right? Gently. And now come back to the center and slowly and gently do the two sides. So go from one side through the center. And it's always key, it's always important. Stay in the range of ease. Can you do more? Yes. But as soon as you go too far, you lose the ability to pay attention to what you're doing and why it matters. So you're peeling one shoulder blade at a time off the floor. So notice when you do that, you roll onto the other shoulder blade, and for some of you, even the fingertips. Ideally, that would be great. If you can hug yourself to that level, that would be great. Excellent. Okay, let's pause in the center. Change the arms. So whichever arm was on top, move it to the bottom. Right? And let's see how this changes things. Some of you seem to have some shoulder issues, so the change of positioning might be easier. And again, slowly roll to each side. So you're peeling one shoulder blade up as you roll onto the other and the fingertips. And it actually feels good to roll on the fingertips. And then observe and notice as you're doing this, right, the involvement of your head, the involvement of your pelvis. So some of you, your head is rolling. Some of you, it's hardly moving. And this is no right or wrong. It's important to observe. What is the reaction that you do based on the movement I've asked you?
I hardly move my pelvis.
Excellent. Okay, come back. Lengthen your legs, arms rest on your backs. Now, if you can, remember which crossing of the arms was, I'm going to say, most comfortable, because some of you had some issues. So we'll start with the way that it's most comfortable for you, okay? So bring your legs up again. Cross the arms in the way that it feels best for you to start with. Now, remember with your legs, your feet are standing, your knees stay pointed towards the ceiling. But your pelvis does slightly move, right? So it means your pelvis is turning around the hip joints. Okay? So this time when you do the movement, you're going to keep your head quiet, immobile. So look at the ceiling and you don't move your head. So what is it like to peel the right shoulder blade and then the left away from the floor, rotating your shoulder girdle and spine, but keeping your head in the center. That's it. Change the arms. So let's try it with the less comfortable position, but it might be a little more comfortable now.
It does, actually.
So again, keep your head immobile. Look at the ceiling. Excellent. Okay, let's come back. Lengthen your legs and arms to rest. Now, keeping your legs long this time, you're going to spread your legs slightly apart, not too big, okay? And now you're going to bring first your right palm and then your left palm on top of your right to your forehead. So place your right palm on your forehead, then the left on the right, and can you allow your elbows to sink out to the sides to the floor? So what you're going to think about, so put Elizabeth, right palm, turn your hand the other way, sideways. No, palm, palm, forehead, sideways. That's up and down. There you go. Now do the other one on top. Now elbows out to the side. Voila. Try to see if you can bring the elbows to the floor to hold your head in place. Okay? If you can't sink the elbows, that's okay. So keep the head in the center again. So you're not moving your head. And you're going to start to move your pelvis. So think of lifting the right side of your pelvis, a little roll to the left, and then come back to the center and lift up the left side.
Like that?
No. Do not move head. What are you doing?
I can't do it without moving my head.
Don't move your head. Don't move your arms. All you move is your pelvis now. There you go. There you go. So as you do this, that's it. Feel, again, the rotation now occurring in the lower back, your ribs, your spine. All the way up, hopefully, in between the shoulder blades. Excellent. Pause for a moment. All you're going to do is change the hands. Excellent. Keep your head stable, looking at the ceiling. Roll the pelvis left and right. Beautiful. Now another change is to now bring the knees to standing. And let's see if that makes it a little easier of rolling the pelvis. Again, it's not a big movement, you guys. So you, again, the knees stay quiet. So it's just, again, you think of, I like the word peeling. You peel up the right side of the pelvis and the left presses into the floor. And then you peel up the left side of the pelvis and the right presses into the floor. And as you continue with this, thinking about those elbows sinking to the floor, right? So you can let your palms slide slightly apart if that's what's preventing your elbows from touching the floor, or is it something else, right? But do your best to keep your palms wrapped on your forehead, your elbows and your head quiet, but your pelvis is rolling. Beautiful. That's it. Okay. Slowly let that go. Bring your arms down, your legs down, and rest. Okay, so for a moment, we're going to go back to the first movement. Bend your knees, feet standing, and hugging yourself. So again, I'm going to give you permission to hug yourself the easier way. And the first thing, to observe and notice, is it slightly easier to hug yourself now? Do you have a little bit better hold on those shoulder blades? So keeping the legs quiet, but allowing the pelvis to move, right? You're going to start to peel the right shoulder blade up, rolling to the left, and then peeling the left.
What about the head?
You're going to start with the head in the center.
So the head moves?
No. And is the rolling a little bit easier? Right?
Yeah.
Did something get a little easier? That's it. So you keep your head in the center, and then you're going to change the hold. That's it. Peel the right side up and then the left. Beautiful. So it's almost to the point with keeping your face towards the ceiling, it's almost like you pull one shoulder blade up to the chin, right? It's a really big twist that we're generating in the upper back and upper spine. Beautiful. Okay. And let's let it go, lengthen your legs, and rest again. Okay, so from here, you're going to roll over onto your stomach. Once you're on your stomach, and I know this is a little challenging, you're going to be on your forehead. Lynn, do you need this for your feet? There you go. Yeah. Spread your feet in a slight V, and now the hands are on the back of your head. So very much like what you did, right, with your forehead, you're going to put the right hand on the back of your head and then the left, and the elbows wide. And you're going to keep your head quiet, right? So no movement, the elbows are down. And you're going to think once again about peeling up the right side of the pelvis, oh so slightly, bringing the left down, and then rolling to the other side. Right, just make it a very subtle, nice roll. Beautiful, Elizabeth. So the more subtle that you go, you get to experience the legs turning as well inside the hip joints. And then the side that you peel up, there's a beginning of the knee to start to bend a little bit, right? Just so subtle, right? So you don't do anything, you're just witnessing. The doing is in the pelvis. Right, so just continue with the pelvis, observing if it's easier to peel one side up than the other. And then again, witnessing and noticing this rotation that's occurring all the way up in between the shoulder blades. And you may not feel it all the way up there, so draw your attention and awareness to the shoulder blades, that area. And if anything, hallucinate. Imagine that that part of your spine is twisting in between the shoulder blades. That's it. And if your hands are interlaced, change over the fingers, make it a little bit different, and continue to roll the pelvis. Beautiful. Okay, we're going to let that go. You're going to roll back over onto your back and rest. And just take a moment to observe how you feel resting. Okay, let's go back to bending your knees. Bring your feet to that good standing position. And we're going to go back to the position of the hands with the forehead. So bring your hands to resting on your forehead. And if possible, allowing the elbows to rest out to the side. Some of you might be surprised that it's gotten a lot easier from being on your stomach. So the hands don't have to fully interlace, just as long as the palms are on the forehead, keeping your forehead in the center. And once again, you're going to start to roll the pelvis, peel the right side up, and then the left. Right, keeping the knees pointed towards the ceiling, almost feeling a slight push in each foot. Breathe. And again, sensing and becoming aware that you're twisting your spine all the way up in between the shoulder blades. And if one set of the fingers are on top of the other, change them. See how that changes things in the shoulders, the armpits. And maybe you do a slightly larger movement, right? So you get a little bit more lift in the ribs and lift in the pelvis, but keeping the elbows down, right? So something has to happen in that area up in between the shoulder blades. Stay with it. So just because your knees are quiet doesn't mean they're glued together. Okay? That's it.
Oh, okay.
And then do, yes.
Okay. Oh, yeah, that's easier.
Yes. Now for you, when you think of lifting this side, think of this side pressing down. Lift it and press.
I'm just so sick.
That's it. So for many of you, it's not just the lifting. What really helped Brigida is the pressing of the hip down,
yeah,
right? So if one side goes down, the other side comes up. So you have two places to take your attention. That's it. Okay. Let's let it go. Let's lengthen your legs and arms and rest. Okay, so let's go back to bending your knees again, feet standing. Once again, I'm going to give you permission to cross your arms the way hugging yourself. It's most comfortable. That might even start to feel confusing now. Holding onto the shoulder blades and see if that's easier now. Okay, keeping your face to the ceiling. Start to peel the right shoulder blade. Going to the left, and then peel the left shoulder blade. Feel the involvement of the pelvis, but keeping the legs, the knees pointed towards the ceiling, so the pelvis turns around the hip joints. And observe how each shoulder blade now almost touches, it almost lines up with your chin. You're twisting your upper back so much now. All right, so it's just another thing to become aware of. So it's as if, let's say if you're lifting the right shoulder blade, as if you were going to look behind that shoulder. And in fact, that's what you're going to start to do. So you're going to roll your head in a way the opposite direction. So whichever shoulder blade you're peeling up, you're going to look that way. And again, with the idea that you're going to look behind that shoulder. And then your head comes back to center, your body comes back to center, and then you look behind the other shoulder blade. Look behind the shoulder blade that you lift up.
Oh, that's right. On one side.
That's it. Excellent. And then let's change the arms, change the crossing, see if that's a little easier now, and continue looking behind the shoulder that you're lifting. Excellent. Let it go. Rest your arms and legs. Okay, so let's bend your knees again, bring your feet to standing, hug yourself again in the way that is a preference. And this time, as you peel one side up and the other, you're going to allow your head to roll with the movement. Okay, so if you peel the right side up, you roll the head to the left. That's it. All right, so just look for the ease in your head just following along. Right, still what's the leader is the pulling of the shoulder blades or the peeling them up. You can just let your head go along for the ride. And as well as your head going along for the ride is your eyes. Now here comes a little tricky part, is you're still going to let your head follow your shoulders as well as the pelvis, but your eyes are going to go in the opposite direction. So your eyes look in the direction of the shoulder blade that you lift, but still let your head roll. Right? It's really hard. So most of you want to change the head. So let your head roll and just your eyes. There you go, Lynn. That's it. It's really hard. Let your head roll and then just the eyes. And now let your head and your eyes both go in opposition, right? So they look behind the shoulder you're lifting. So as you peel a shoulder up, your head and eyes look behind. I know, that's so much easier. That's it. Change the arms, and we're going to stick with it. Really, each time, wrapping those hands further and further around those shoulder blades. Squeeze yourself. Continue to let the head and the eyes go in opposition. So you look behind the shoulder blade, you peel up. So eyes and head are together. Beautiful. Now, just pause for a moment. So all you're going to change is straightening your legs. Have them long in a slight V. And continue peeling the shoulder blades. Continue having the head and eyes look behind the shoulder you peel up. Allowing the pelvis to participate, and the legs are just relaxed there and they just do their own thing, right? They just follow along. Beautiful. And now one last movement. Let your head go with the movement of rolling your shoulders. So now instead of opposition, let your head roll. Just feel what that's like, the twist in your spine. Excellent. Okay, let it all go and let's rest. Okay, so you're going to go back onto your stomach again. This time you're going to put your right arm in front of your forehead. So the palm is turned up and you're going to place your forehead in the right palm. And then the left, so inside the palm, not on top of, there you go. And then the left palm is on the back of your head. Okay? And we're going to start off with, once again, stabilizing your head, no movement in your head. Start to roll the pelvis left and right. Let's just see if there's any change with the movement in your spine, not about a change in your legs. So your legs stay pretty long. You get a little bend in the knees, but really the movement, this whole lesson, it's about getting that upper back. That's the change we're looking for. Excellent. So just feel that right now. Now quiet your pelvis, and now we're going to actually roll your head. So you're going to keep your pelvis quiet. Now this is the first time you're going to keep your pelvis quiet. So think of the left hand, which is on the back of the head. It's going to pull the head to the beginning, to the left, right? And as your face rolls to the right, inside of the right palm. And then you use the heel of the left hand to push the back of the head over to the right, and your face turns to the left. So kind of use the left hand to do the rolling as your forehead is inside the right hand. Right?
Do you change the position of your forehead when you turn?
Your forehead is rolling inside the palm of the hand. It has to. You use the left heel of your hand to roll the head. So yeah, when your face is turned to the right, right? You're looking towards, that's it. But really use the left hand. So you don't, Elizabeth, you're turning your head completely under the left hand. I want you to glue your left hand to the back of your head. And you use that hand to turn the head. No activity in the right hand. Beautiful, Bonnie. Now you start to feel something happen in the upper back. Okay, glue. Do you know what it means to glue?
Yeah.
If you were to glue your left palm to the back of your head, it means they can't move separately.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but your forehead does get a roll inside the right palm.
Mm-hmm.
Turn your head. No, you're turning your head under your hand. Use the left hand to do it. Use the left hand. This is your left hand. Your left hand is glued. Right? You're not doing this. Beautiful. And notice if you're breathing. Okay, now all you're going to do after you just learned that is change the hands. So now your forehead rests in your left palm. There is no activity involved with the left hand. Your forehead will roll inside the left hand. You glue the right hand to the back of the head. So when something's glued, they cannot move separate. And you're using that hand to roll the head all the way to the left and to the right, feeling what's occurring in between the shoulder blades. Are we getting it? Breathe. Excellent. Now let's come back to your forehead on the ground. Bring both hands to the back of the head and keep your head quiet, returning to the movement of the pelvis. Okay, so start to peel up the edges of the pelvis and just observe a couple things. First of all, is it easier to have the elbows flat? Is something different in those shoulder blades? Something happening in that upper back now. Feel that, Elizabeth. Right? Something's now happening in the upper neck. Beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. Okay, let's roll over and rest on your backs.
Stuck her tongue out, that new teacher.
So just take a moment to draw some of your awareness and attention to that upper back, right? So for most of you, something really significant just happened. Just feel that area. Just feel your breath and your breathing. And even if you want to just explore, which some of you are doing, rolling your head to the right and left. So just how is that quality now? Right, Brigitte? That's it, Brigitte. She came in and she couldn't even roll her head to the right, and now it's pretty fluid. How's that feeling? Good. Okay, so let's come back to revisit one more time the palms with your forehead, elbows out to the side. So you're going to stabilize your head, you're going to look at the ceiling as much as possible. So Corinne, let the hands slide apart. Do what you can to let those elbows rest. That's it, and then soften the fingers. There you go. And now from here, start to roll the pelvis. Right, peel the right side, then the left. Beautiful. Thinking about that area in between the shoulder blades. Right, how is there movement there now? Make sure you're breathing. Pushing really helps, right? It's not just lifting the one side, but sometimes it's easier for a side to come up to think of the other side to go down. Absolutely. Now, see if you can increase the movement speed-wise. So almost like you're just jiggling, wiggling your pelvis, right? But Elizabeth, keep your head stationary. Right, that's it. You're not allowed to move that head. Right, it's nailed to the ground, and so are the elbows. And rock and roll. Wiggle that pelvis. There you go. Just wiggle, 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 wiggle. Faster, faster. Some of you are still controlling it. Let the legs be spread apart, Brigitte. There you go. Just let that pelvis rock and roll. There you go. Wiggle, 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 wiggle. Excellent. Let's go ahead and roll back over onto your tummy, and we're going to try that. So, back on your stomach, your hands behind your head, your forehead down. Legs are in just the slightest V. And let's rock your pelvis, right? Start off slow. This is a much easier position. And then that's it, Elizabeth and Sandy. And then get it going. And do you rock the pelvis equally to each side? Right? Is there still a favoritism? So see if you can just be like Jell-O. You know when Jell-O was settling in the refrigerator? I remember my grandmother grabbing it and she'd kind of shake it and the Jell-O would, right, wiggle. Faster. Go as fast as you can. So remember, you're still rolling. Some of you get into some other bizarre thing. Roll as far as you can, roll as fast as you can. There you go. Think about that area in between the shoulder blades moving. That's it. Beautiful, you guys. Okay, let's roll onto your backs and rest. Right, we never think about Jell-O anymore. That was like an awesome dessert, right? You didn't think so? You didn't like Jell-O? Ooh, that one just doesn't go well with me.
How about marshmallows and pink Jell-O and See why I don't like Jell-O?
Jane's got the best. Jane's aunt had the best Jell-O.
Waldorf Jell-O is the best.
What?
Your Waldorf.
I just think Jell-O by itself actually is quite.
Cinnamon apples.
It's too jiggly. Okay, bend your knees. Cross your arms the way that you would like to hug yourself.
Oh.
Is that getting easier?
Yeah.
Corinne, look at the improvement. Okay, start to roll the shoulder blades. And this time I'm just going to allow you, bend your knees, Jane. You're going to allow your head to just do what it wants. So roll with the movement. And then on your own, you change it so then you're doing the opposite. Keeping the knees up. So the pelvis rolls, but those legs stay steady. So sometimes you're rolling your head with the movement, and then you decide when you do it in opposition and that you're looking behind a shoulder blade. Right? So it's the ability to have parts of yourself go together and then separate out. And then change it again. And then can you do this movement a little quicker, a little faster? So not thinking so hard, right? Lighten it up. Just roll, just like the wiggle. Just let your head do what, that's it, Sandy, what it wants to do. Light and easy, not so controlled. Just let it happen, right? That's hard for some of you. Faster. Sandy's really got it, and Elizabeth, right? Right, so when it's hard to let go like this, it tells you how much tension there is to control the movement. Just let it go. Just let your head flop.
Actually, it's kind of fun.
Yeah, just let it go. Let your head wiggle and flop. Why do we have to control it so much? Okay. And if you want to change your arms, you can change your arms and then slow it down, coming to a rest. Lengthen your arms, lengthen your legs, and just observe how you're resting now. And then slowly and gently go ahead and roll your head again by itself, and just again notice the freedom, the range, the ease. And perhaps you can even sense and feel the turning of that upper spine in between your shoulder blades, right? Or that you just have somehow there's a sense, an awareness there that that's occurring.
It's much better all of a sudden, really.
Excellent. And then slowly bring your head back to center. And notice your breath and your breathing. Okay, and then you're going to take your time. You can roll to a side, come to sitting, and then come to standing to see how you feel from this lesson.